Alors, c'est could you maybe, I suggest you all find yourself a good sitting place. We have all the windows open, Dinanath. You're a technical man. You can please check. Yes, be gracious. No, now you have just closed the windows, Prabhu. It must be someone who is of Western origin, who is thinking like we Westerners. Hare Krishna. Good. Krishna, Krishna. So, my dear devotees, you have now heard a way in which you can increase your spiritual presence. Can you please put the three photos there, like we said? These are three confirmations or affirmations which you can try during your japa. What we will do now is, we have just the pictures for your memory. The first picture shows a meditation which a devotee does before he starts to sit down. In the pause, one young devotee came to me and said, Maharaj, it's very difficult for me to stop all which I'm doing when I sit down for japa. I'm so much invested and my thoughts are constantly doing the japa of what I need to do, what I've just done, how this went, what can be improved, and so on. Who has this experience also when you... this is a common experience. It is, I always say, when you sit down and chant, your old life sits down with you. It's very, very simple. If you allow me, we have in Germany one philosopher. I think you all know him, something about him. He said, God is dead. His name is Friedrich Nietzsche. That's how you say it. He also said, I would believe in a God who would know how to dance. When he said, God is dead, he meant really that Christian concept of God, who seems to deny the human being all its pleasures. That's I'm speaking like Nietzsche now. No? We know Krishna consciousness means that we engage our senses in Krishna's service, and in this way we experience a higher pleasure. So this man, very good thinker actually, he once said, the greatest enemy whom you will confront in your life is always you yourself. He will be there stalking you in the valleys. He will come with you even in the night in the bedroom and wait for you. And he will throw his net over you. He will attack you with anger, with greed, with lust, and so on. No, the greatest enemy whom you will ever confront is you and you alone. Then he says, take that old you, throw it in the fire, and from the ashes the new you will appear. So very... You know, that's how the Germans speak, a little intense. He did not know, but which we try to say is, yes, our mind can be the greatest enemy if it's not controlled. So in this simple meditation from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we will learn how to control the mind and make him our best friend. We won't burn him exactly, but we will engage him in the in the fire of Krishna consciousness. So I would like to give you just a little taste of this by guiding you into a meditation, and then we will chant japa on this basis and see hopefully a great difference happening in our life. Okay, sit tall now. You can tell yourself that we are now preparing to chant. Let everything which is against the chanting of the holy name disappear. Take a few deep breaths, bringing your awareness to each inhale and exhale. Continue to breathe with awareness until you will find that your mind settles down and becomes peaceful. If there are distracting thoughts which should appear, let them gently go. As you feel more centered, more calm, more focused, envision in your mind's eye this eternal truth. I'm an atomic particle of consciousness and Krishna's eternal servant. I'm categorically different from the body and the mind. I'm a tiny soul. I am an eternal, blissful, spiritual being. I'm a part of Krishna. Stay for the moment in this awareness. I'm a part of Krishna. Continue to deeply breathe without forcing your breath. And direct your attention on the second eternal truth. Krishna is infinite, unlimited, and my only master. For so long I have invested in so many other relationships, but I now understand that Krishna is my only master and my true friend. Stay a little bit in this awareness. Krishna is my only master and my true friend. Now bring your attention to the third eternal truth. This material world is a house of correction with its only purpose to reform my tendency to remain absent in my relationship with Krishna. The only purpose of this material world is really to teach me, to again be present in my identity as Krishna's servant. Please take up your beads now. If you didn't bring your beads, you can join us without beads even. And on the windowsill to your right, you will find some beads, extra beads. Let us chant in this awareness. I am a soul. Krishna is my only master. And the purpose of me being here in this world is to again become present in our eternal, unchangeable relationship. We will say together the Panchatattva Maha Mantra, and after that each one of you will be invited to explore the beauties of chanting japa together with devotees. I request some of you who have a louder voice to maybe tune your voice a little down so that you do not create an overwhelming sound vibration for others. Please join me in the Panchatattva Maha Mantra.